A new survey from the Office of Personnel Management shows an increase more than 11,000 teleworking feds from 2008 to 2009. That brings a total to 5% of the total federal workforce, 10% of those eligible for telework. Congressman John Sarbanes is a telework advocate, and he sponsored the law that now promotes telework, the telework law. He says it's going to take some time to turn the culture around all across the board, but he thinks OPM's report, it's a good start.
The report examines and tries to quantify the growing commitment to telework, both through the lens of teleworkers and through the lens of the agencies themselves. So we're getting data from both sides, which allows us to create a baseline, and then we can continue to measure that going forward.
The report follows the recent passage of Sarbanes' Telework Enhancement Act of 2010. The law requires agencies to establish a uniform telework policy, develop training programs for teleworkers and managers, and include telework in continuity of operations plan, and to designate a telework managing officers. John Salamone is a consultant with the Federal Management Partners and a former executive director of the Chief Human Capital Officers Council. He says the new law puts a structure in place, but he says saying an employee is telework eligible, that doesn't really mean that they're telework ready. Training, it's crucial.
There are real barriers, and then there are perceived barriers. I think we can address many of the perceived barriers by putting these guidelines and policies in place, by having a telework managing officer within each agency, by doing the evaluation over time. And what will happen is these perceived barriers will begin to fade away.
That's Congressman John Sarbanes. However, not all barriers can be overcome with education and awareness. Salamone says that IT and information security barriers, they're real, and they have to be considered carefully. He says it's important for the chief human capital community to get help from CFOs, from CIOs, from the acquisition community in order to implement successful telework strategies. Salamone.
If you're going to make a decision to buy IT support, obviously you can get your acquisition team involved, but do you have the money from a financial standpoint? And then from an information technology standpoint, if we're going to have an influx of teleworkers in an agency, do the agencies have the information technology infrastructure to support an influx of teleworkers?
Only 33 of the 79 agencies that answered the survey reported cost savings from telework. But Sarbanes says that's only because the other 44 aren't tracking that data yet. He says as agencies embrace telework and collect information, they realize significant benefits such as commute and infrastructure savings. Sarbanes says the biggest benefit, increased productivity for employees who telework and those who continue to work on site.
Now, why is that? It's because you're also changing the culture of how you evaluate performance, and you're looking at bottom-line results. You're not sort of attaching some arbitrary significance to the fact that you can see the person down the hall. You're measuring what kind of output they have and how much they're contributing to the enterprise and operations of that agency or that workplace.
Sarbanes says that there is a constant push to make government agencies more like private businesses by adopting cost-cutting technologies and best practices. He says telework, another opportunity to do that. Sarbanes also says the option of telework will bring agencies up to par with the private sector when it comes to attracting new hires. He says the government can outdo the private sector by increasing telework in their continuity of operation plan. The report shows that 72% of agencies have integrated that into their continuity of operations plans. Sarbanes says that indicates agencies have an implicit understanding of how useful telework can actually be.
What it's saying is, okay, when we're in the toughest situation where we've got to continue our operations, what's the best way to do that? Best way to do that is teleworking. That's very, very encouraging and a testament to the potential for telework to assist these agencies.
Representative Sarbanes says Snowmageddon, the 2010 government shutdown because of the snowstorm here in D.C., it could have been prevented with widespread use of telework. Agencies have to submit telework policies to OPM and comply with the new law by June 9th. Sarbanes says he hopes Congress and the administration will support agencies by recognizing significant progress. He says calling agencies out in a positive way. That'll encourage friendly competition, even spur creative thinking about telework. Solomon says that teleworking is promising, but there are several things that agencies need to keep in mind.
Making sure that they're doing it in a smart, sequenced manner, that they're being deliberate about occupations, that they're considering making telework eligible, that they've got really good communication between labor and management, and that the employees understand what their roles and responsibilities are, and that if managers need training, make the investment because it can be worth it.
Solomon says that says side benefits are good. It's great to cut down on traffic, but bottom line is, are employees contributing to the mission of the agency? We're going to talk more.